It makes you wonder because you want to teach your kids to do the right thing all the
Right.
time, but at the same time, money's money. I mean,
Well, yeah.
it's you know, I here, here's the thing. People that say money isn't everything ain't never had no fucking money because money is great.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Both Mikes.
Hey everybody, welcome to Both Mikes.
Hey guys, Both Mikes is a show about nothing and everything. That over there.
Oh, wait. Let me put it back. There we go.
That over there.
Yes.
That over there is Mike Sofka.
And that is Mike Taylor, and together we are Both Mikes.
We are Both Mikes. Yes, we are. Welcome to show number 160 of Both Mikes, right everywhere you can find a podcast. If we're not your favorite podcast, maybe one day we will be. Tell a friend. You can find us wherever you can find podcasts. Podbean, Anchor, you name it. We're there. Alexa, play Both Mikes, and they will play Both Mikes. So, what's happening? What's going on?
Click on subscribe and click on notifications too, wherever you're at. So you're always notified when we post. There you go.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. You know what? We ended 159. I had a question for you, Mike. You're in the McDonald's drive-through. They hand you, you pay, they hand you your bag of food, and it turns out to be a bag of money. You pull forward, you open the bag to grab out your little sandwich, and you see a bag full of money. What do you do?
Wow. Well, I was at McDonald's 2 days ago, and the dining room was disgustingly filthy, and there was no bags of money anywhere to be found. So, all right. Well, I, believe it or not, fresh out of high school, when I first got married to my first wife, I was a manager at Burger King. My ex-wife and I actually met at Burger King. My sister was the manager. She was working there, and I was in college, and when I came home for the summer, she's like, wait till you meet my brother. You'll just love him. Yeah. So, you never met my first wife, even though we were friends while I was married to my first wife.
No, I met her.
When the hell did you meet her?
Yeah. And she, as a matter of fact, she got me in, she got me somebody into the park one time.
Really?
Yeah. I met her at the gate or something. You'd hook that up for me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause she was one of the chipmunks, right?
Yes.
There you go. Okay.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. so yeah, what more than likely happened is what they do is they'll make their deposit up, and back then it was these big canvas bags, and they'll put it into a Burger King bag instead of the instead of the manager walking through the restaurant with this big bag of money. She'll come around through the drive-thru, and they'll pass it through the drive-thru to the person on the way to the bank. I guess it's some security reasons, whatever. So my guess is McDonald's has the same protocol, and the dipshit at the drive-thru didn't bother to look in the bag, just handed the bag closest to the window to the next person that came through. So more than likely, that's what happened. And I think it was about $5,000 this kid could have got away with.
Yeah, kid in Indiana.
Yeah. Now let's see.
They ended up giving him a $200 reward and free McDonald's for a year.
Yeah, for bringing it back. Now, would I have gone off with it?
Yeah.
Depending. If I was his age, more than likely I would have taken it. Scumbag, I know. But yeah, nowadays, it all comes back to you, and everything has a camera on it. So, new. It also depends. You know, is it, you know, my local McDonald's right here, or is it one that I'm on vacation driving through Louisiana?
I don't know, dude. Yeah. I don't know what I would do. I'd have to look at it. But, you know, chances are, it was like you said, it was, you know, with bank deposit notes and all that shit. There was gonna there's some sort of trail, you know. I'm not saying the dollars that were, if there was cash dollars in there that they were marked or anything like that. I'm just saying, right. You're right. It's like a karma type thing. I think that might catch up with you. Now, if it was like $100,000, you know what I'm saying? If it was a ridiculous amount of money in there, where would that line have to be for you? Like where, cause you're saying now you're going to turn it in. Okay. It's about $5,000. We're thinking. So if it was $10,000, would that make a difference?
At this point, I would have to turn it in. Yeah.
$20,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Just for the fact that what can you lose now by getting caught?
$40,000.
Like I said, what would you lose? If you got caught, what would you lose? You know,
I don't know what the penalty would be.
For me,
somebody handed me a bag of money. I didn't know what to do, so I thought that was my order. I thought I ordered them. Customer today or something. I don't know.
That sounds real funny and real good, but in reality, does it stick? No, that doesn't stick in reality.
$100,000.
Yeah,
does that change it? $100,000 cash.
Yeah, coming from McDonald's or like
I'm just trying to, you know, find out where the line is.
Yeah. Or did a drug dealer drop money on the side of the turnpike? That's happened before too. Those guys that cut the grass on the side of the turnpike, they've come across bags before and they're not all dirty diapers.
All right. So again, okay. So from McDonald's, you would turn it in, but if it was a bag of cash laying on the side of the highway.
That's completely different. That's different.
Okay.
But yeah, I would turn it in because at this point in my life, by getting caught and having a financial impropriety on my record, I would lose everything. So
true.
You know,
yeah, no, understandable. It's just, it makes you wonder because you want to teach your kids to do the right thing all the time. But at the same time, money's money. I mean, here's the thing. People that say money isn't everything ain't never had no fucking money because money is great.
Right.
When you have money, everything's fine. There's no problem that money can't get you out of. And that's take a look at our system today with our two-tiered system of justice in this country. The more money you have, the less likely it is anything bad's going to happen. Alex Baldwin shot a chick 5 feet away from him, pointed a gun at her, pulled the trigger and shot her and killed her. And he might do 5 years.
I doubt he'll even do that.
If it was me or you, we'd already be in. You know what I mean? It would be over with.
Yeah, that is true. But yeah, I doubt it's going to be nowhere near 5 years. You know, that might be that might be in the in the possibility in the range of punishment for the crime.
Well, see, he's got it doubly bad because apparently they had some sort of violations on the movie set for reasons and improprieties just like this with the live action ammo instead of the stunt ammo or the blanks, whatever they call it. People had walked off the set because of unsafe conditions, and he was acting as not only one of the principal actors in Rust, but he was also the producer. Now he's really figuring his mind. That's like your mom throwing your junior high party and everybody's drinking. You know, that's he's responsible a couple different ways now, and that's not a good situation. So that's I think the thing that's going to get him in trouble the most is because of those circumstantial things surrounding that event. Now it kind of makes you wonder though, was this purposely done? Did somebody do this? Because they had a disdain for him because of the way supposedly things were going on the set. If they were having problems and people were quitting, did somebody purposely do that? Did somebody purposely swap out ammo or something?
Right. There's obviously more to it because it's been how many years?
I don't know. Only like a year, 2 years, maybe a year.
I'd say a year or two, but yeah, it's not 6 months. It's not 6 weeks. It's not 6 days, you know? Something like this is usually swept under the carpet. You never hear about it again. But here we are 2 years later. I guess some investigation was done. And you know, they're finding skeletons. So they've actually, you know, if they found the reason to charge them, there's got to be something there. You know, I was thinking if anybody was going to be charged, it would be the guy who, the stunt coordinator who was in charge of, you know, handling this weapon and handling the blanks or live rounds, whatever the case may be. I thought it would be him, not Baldwin.
Now, I'm sure there was a reason. I'm sure he had to point the gun directly at the camera or something for that shot or whatever. But I just can't understand. I mean, I don't know. I've handled weapons before. I've had weapons pointed at me. I've pointed weapons at other things. You know, I was taught if you're going to point a weapon at somebody or something, you better be prepared to kill it.
Yeah.
Not just to use it, but to fucking kill that person. I mean, that's yeah. what you're looking at right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a serious thing. So I would find it hard. I would have to do something. I'd have to fire off a blank into the ground first or something before I even tempted with a gun that looked real enough to be in a movie. You know, it's not like it's a plastic gun.
Well, and the thing is when it happened, I was like, okay, I was trying to put myself into his situation. You know, they weren't rolling. They weren't doing anything. They were probably doing a rehearsal or they were joking around or something. And he popped off a round, you know, like he's probably done it before, just popped off a round for no reason. And this time it was, you know, not in his favor for sure.
Yeah, he hasn't always been the nicest guy in the world to a lot of people. I think he's an A-list actor, but I think he's, you know, he's an acquired taste off the set. Like, he's not really a great guy, is what I heard. I don't know.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess the most successful of the brothers.
Well, yeah. Right? I mean, undeniably, he's had some powerful moments in film and on TV and stuff like that, but I don't know. He's just a little out there. I'm glad I'm not doing business with this company anymore, according to FoxBusiness.com. So this must be true. T-Mobile breach affecting 37 million customers.
They have 37 million customers?
That's what it says.
There's that many broke people out there?
I guess.
Wow, 37
now,
million.
I don't know if that means because I once did business with them that I'm possibly affected or what. I'm gonna
look into that. Same here.
I'm sure there's a class action lawsuit involved too.
I used to have one of those T-Mobile Sidekicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a fun phone.
Yeah, I had one too. And then when they started taking away the keyboard, I was like, what the hell, man? I can't do this. Yeah, no, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I started thinking of uses for 37 million customers' information. I mean, okay. What do I know? Maybe if somebody breached that and got 30, what is that person doing with that information now? Are they selling it on the dark web? I mean, what happens?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure like username and passwords, people could care less about, you know, and unless you can get into someone's account to get their credit card numbers. That's what they want, you know. They want the credit card numbers.
You know, that's the amazing thing to me as well, because, you know, I've almost fallen for it once or twice, but over the years I've grown to disseminate the bullshit. You know, you'll look on Facebook or something and you'll see something say, my wife and I are having a baby and we're looking for a name, something like your grandmother would be named. What's your grandmother's name?
Like, yeah.
You're going to name your kid Edith. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Evelyn.
Which are you looking? Why don't you just ask me my mom's maiden name? Okay. Why don't you just ask me my first school I went to or my first pet? Why don't you go through the list?
It's the first your first concert. You know, I'm sure you've fallen for that one before. I know I have.
Oh yeah.
What
was number one the week of your birthday? Now they have your date of birth. We've been in seven guesses.
Right. Yeah. I mean, actually, I fell for that one 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw.
And but yeah.
Unless the song was number one all year, then they just one out of 365 a kid.
Right, Michael Jackson hit. Yeah, I forget what it was, but yeah, the song sucked. Actually, and the date, it wasn't the year you were born, which would have been 1966, is what was it in 19, like in eighth grade? So like, okay, that eighth grade, they subtract 14 years and there's your birth year. Yeah, that's exciting. your high school best friend, your first
wonder how much in dark web dollars that 37 million customers information is worth. What do you think that's worth? Buck a piece?
Oh, I think it gets to the point where there's no market for it. You know, there's no market for that vast amount. You know, you'd have to break it down into you know, sellable blocks of information. But yeah, I've been watching a lot of videos lately where people are hacking into these call centers in like Chennai, India, and different places out there where they're like, they show Google Maps and you're like, yeah, this particular call center is right here. And their competitor is literally three blocks away. And in this particular town, there's seven in total of these places that call and try to scam you for gift cards and IRS and Social Security and all this. And they'll hack into their computers. And next thing you know, they're like in their camera. Nice. And they'll be like, hey, Muhammad, how are you? Nice. And you're like, what'd you call me? And like, they'll know their name and they're, and they're seeing them and all this stuff. And they're like, yeah, how about the guy in the green pants behind you with the striped shirt? Isn't that so-and-so? Yeah. And they it's the guy with the glitter bombs. Remember the Amazon glitter bomb guy? He actually ended up like getting with the FBI and busting like seven of these places out there in India.
That's awesome.
Over the past 2 years or so. And like some of the videos will show up on like Facebook Reels and shit like that. So interesting. It's kind of cool that they play with them at their own game.
Just as long as you're not looking at any TikTok reels.
Yeah.
Do you do the TikTok? Do you watch TikTok?
Only if they like show up on Facebook.
Yeah, you can't even do that really because again, it's owned by the Chinese Communist Party, the People's Chinese Communist Party, and that's not a good thing. People will laugh, and people have been laughing since I've been saying that for the past 2 years, but that's what it is.
Well, there's been talk again the past few weeks about having it shut down in the United States again, but if they didn't do it the first time, what makes you think they're going to change their mind now? But I stay away from it.
Well, the change of mind was a change of leadership. That's how the mind got changed. Huawei, the parent company, was told to get the fuck out by 45. And then a new guy came in and said, hey, come on in. My bank number is this. Here's my routing number. So that's pretty much how that went. Hey, here's the thing. Amazon laying off people. They just laid off 18,000 people.
Why? Aren't they the number one retailer in the planet?
They're also consolidating some of their real estate holdings. There's places that they've bought property for warehouses and stuff. They're just going to dissolve some of those. Some of the warehouses that are in different stages of being built, they're just going to sell those off as they are. They also discontinued their Amazon Smile charity donation program, where that's why they have the smile on the box. And every time they do that, every time you buy something or a certain item, they donate to charity through the Amazon Smile. So here's my question. Is Bezos feeling the pinch, or is Amazon the market, one of the market indicators? Like, well, you can't really count on mall traffic anymore because nobody goes to the friggin' mall. They go to Amazon. So if they're laying people off, does that mean Amazon isn't getting all the orders that they used to?
Well, You gotta look. Yeah, more than likely, it's inflation. the holiday season is over, so the busy season is over. How many people did they hire for the busy season? 19,000.
That reminds me of that story when I went to China. We were at the airport.
And you went to China?
Yeah, we were trying to. I was hungry for some Chinese food. We were at the airport in China, And we end up changing some of our money there, and a guy changes the money, and you know, it's obviously an Asian clerk that's helping us, and I don't know what the exchange is. They got all these numbers and stuff, so they make the exchange, and you know, we did our business, and this was many years ago, so you had a paper currency more so than a lot of credit cards.
Right, right.
And even if you did a credit card, you'd get an extra fee from your credit card company for using it out of the country and yada yada. So on the way back, I wanted to change my money back. So in the airport on the way back out, I go to change my money, but I see the rate of exchange has changed.
Every day.
So I'm standing there and I'm looking at it and I'm like, wow, I'm going to lose money this way. So I start doing business with the guy and he speaks in English. So I go, what's going on? Why is this number like this? And he says, fluctuation. And I said, what? He says, fluctuation. I said, fuck you Asians. And he goes, yeah, fuck you white people too. Sorry, that was a long way to get home.
That was a long way to go.
Sorry.
Long way to go.
All right. Anyway, Amazon laying off people. I think they're hurting, dude. I think that's an indicator that we're going to be going into a depression. We've been in a recession. They can say that we're not all they want. It is what it is. You can't go back changing the definitions of the word recession to say we're not in a recession. We're in a recession. The next thing coming up here shortly is the depression, and that's going to hit real soon.
Well, like my question still stands. How many people did they hire for the holiday season? That's, I'm sure, lumped in with this 18,000 people that they laid off.
All right. I don't know, but dude. Google. Look at the whole picture. Look at them stopping, discontinuing the charity program. They're beginning to lay off workers. They're consolidating real estate holdings.
No, I totally agree. You know, it is obvious it's inflation and people are cutting back on spending. You know, it's the natural progression throughout the year. And I'm sure this year people are cutting it out more than usual. All right. Let's see here. How many people did Amazon hire for the 2022 Christmas season? Go. Imagine Amazon hiring 150,000 workers for 2022 holiday season. So they hired 150,000 people and they laid off 18,000.
I think you're.
So that's not even.
I think that's a misrepresentation of two different types of numbers that we're talking about. I think the numbers you're talking about are seasonal employees. This number here, these are people that are full-time employees of Amazon, and they got notified via email that your job has been eliminated.
How nice, huh? Email.
It's not like these are part-time drivers or whatever. These are people that are working in the warehouses and driving and shit.
Right.
The company had previously announced the layoffs, but declined to share an exact breakdown of where the cuts would be made. Yada, yada. They will receive full pay and benefits for the next 60 days, 90 days in New York State, plus an additional severance package.
Wow.
The letter went something like this. This was the email. Subject, important information about your role. Today we are taking the – this is something else. I have the actual copy of the letter that they sent. I know you're thinking this is a bit, and I'm trying to get over on you, but it's not. Important information about your role. Today, we are taking the very difficult step of reducing roles across several of our businesses. Unfortunately, your role has been eliminated. They get right to it. There is not a decision that this decision was not made lightly, and we are committed to providing support to ease the transition out of Amazon, including a separation payment, transitional benefits as applicable by country, and external job placement services. You'll likely have many questions. We are offering information about sessions for U.S., Canada, and Costa Rica, in which will be shit. Get a vacation to Costa Rica. Go transfer to that. Anyway, I'm looking at this, dude. I don't know. Microsoft Wednesday began laying off 10,000 employees, nearly 5% of its workforce.
Yeah.
Tech job cuts, including mass layoffs at Meta and Twitter, are accelerating. Meta, 11,000 people, 13% of its workforce. That's Facebook.
well, my department got cut by 20% a few months ago.
But that's not true, because the commander in chief has gone up on TV. He would never lie to us. He looked right in the camera and said, we're not in a recession. Everything's great. The economy's great. Have you bought eggs, Mike?
No.
They're $8 a dozen. Yeah, no, I don't fucking buy them either.
Yeah.
I'm done. Don't want eggs right now. Yeah. Easter? Kids are fucked around here. There ain't no Easter eggs to be hidden. If you find, I'll tell you what, go find some eggs. Bring them back here. I'll give you a buck a piece. How about that?
Potatoes. We're going to dye potatoes this year.
Nice. I like it. Yada, yada. It's just, the move comes as the company, it's talking about Amazon, has reportedly lost $1 trillion over the year after its stock plummeted from a high during the pandemic.
Yeah. So I guess people are out shopping again in the store.
Well, they're not stranded at the house bored sitting on the phone, or their kid isn't ordering from the remote control.
Yeah. Yeah, we were in Academy Sporting Goods the other day, and it was pretty busy in there getting the flag football necessities.
Lyft is laying off 13% of its workforce.
Wow.
Anyway, I didn't want to be the bearer of bad news there. I just thought the Amazon thing to me looked like a key indicator. It looked like this means something. You know what I mean? Yeah, this right. is something to look out for. So you're a big cruise guy here. I want to wrap yes. up the show here. Royal Caribbean, that's one of your cruise lines, right?
Yeah, I'm a diamond member for Royal Caribbean.
Right. Well, they have some bad news for you. Their prices of cruises are never going to be any cheaper. This is it. They're going to start creeping up there. Have you noticed that? Have they gotten more expensive just recently or no?
Yeah. Yeah. They've the cruise that we had for Hawaii was $5,000, and I rebooked it when it was on a sale of some sort, and we saved about $1,000 on that. That cruise now you can't get for less than $6,000. And yeah, I've noticed the weekend getaways, where you used to be able to get away with like a weekend getaway for like get on Friday, get off on Monday type of thing, $500, $600 for a couple. Yeah, it's more like, $1,000 now, $1,100, shit like that. It's it's definitely gone. I was hoping that once they started making some of their money back, the prices will go down. But you know, that's just a pipe dream. Why would anybody lower their prices, especially when they could blame it on something else?
Now they're saying, I guess a lot of this is happening. I guess because they've recently, all these cruise lines recently. Updated their ships. They got bigger ships. They got badder ships. They got fatter ships holding more people. They say that if you opt for a smaller class like the Freedom or Voyager class, they're still impressive yeah. ships, but the cost will be even lower. So is that something?
It's always been that way.
Do you have to go on the bigger ship or what? Do you like the bigger ships or no?
I like the bigger ships, but it's not a must. Like the one in Hawaii was actually one of the smallest ships I've ever been on. But it's still a good size. It was 900 feet long. It's 14 stories tall. The brand new one that's coming out, Icon of the Seas, when they first announced it going on sale, I went ahead and priced it, and for the four of us on an inside balcony, which faces the inside of the, it's hard to describe, but anybody who knows Royal Caribbean and their new ships, they have inside balconies.
Like inside the Contemporary Hotel.
Right, exactly. And ones that face the ocean. Facing the boardwalk area. And it was $5,400 for four people, two kids, two adults, $5,400 for the brand new ship, not the maiden voyage. Wow. And that's like 2024. So, you price it out now and you're going in 2 years. You try to price it in 2 years, it's going to be more than that. So the earlier you can book it, the better. But I don't think the prices are going to go down. Why would they? It makes no sense.
So you're booked. You have a couple cruises coming up here shortly.
I have
Monsters of Rock.
Yeah, Monsters of Rock, a Mother's Day cruise. And then a cruise to Cabo San Lucas in November.
So three cruises this year.
three different cruise lines.
Are you going to book one for next year, you think?
I don't know. Trying to keep the expenses down, you know.
Well, yeah,
it's
expensive.
I got two payments. I got to pay for the Mother's Day cruise, and I got to pay for the Monsters of Rock cruise. The final payments are due next month, and you know, that credit card bill alone, you know, I pay my credit card off each month, and that's gonna be like $3,000 on just in that, you know, not including my regular expenses that I put on the credit card and pay off each month.
So let me ask you, Mike, I want people to tune in for 161 because this was 160. Okay. So okay. I need people. So I'm thinking about telling them this. Let me ask you a question. You drink orange juice?
Sometimes.
What brand of orange juice do you drink?
Believe it or not, we usually get the one with the Donald Duck on it.
All right. Well, look in the fridge. See if you got orange juice. Tell me what the label says because your orange juice could be poisoning you.
More than likely.
No, there's proof that there's shit in orange. There's shit in a certain brand of orange juice that will kill you. We're going to talk about that in 161. So you have to come back and watch or listen. I'm serious. Okay. That's a grim thing, but it's real. So anyway, I'll tell you what brand that is in 161. So go listen to 161 and we'll see you over there in a minute. Okay.
All right. I'll be there.
Yay.